Channel Run Over and a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy. And now with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, 12th of April, 72. Channel Run Over and a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy. And now with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, 12th of April, 72.
Yeah, I don't know why it had to do that. Volunteered, it just came.
That's right.
No. I love to see the plaids that come all over the house or yard, I think. Great big high like lily-like things. They just coming up real thick.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were blooming. Somebody came over yesterday and there was one right out there in bloom, a red one. And she said it was so pretty and they gave it to her, I think. Guy cut it off and gave it to her, the bloom. But they just came up, they just come up every year.
Okay.
And just real thick out in the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, I guess they come make little onion-like things out of them, little balls or something. And they multiply. So you haven't gotten in the garden started. Nobody's plowed your ground, has they?
No. The children ain't putting no garden out there this time.
No, they...
Well, how come?
The children here, she's talking about Jim and Suzanne.
Yeah.
No, they're not having...
What happened down at your house?
I ain't got no garden. I ain't got nowhere to put me. I couldn't work, dig up that ground.
Well, you had that tractor down there the other day.
Well, Burnett, he tracked it yesterday or Saturday morning.
Yes.
But he had no time.
Huh? He come right over there on you? Or is,
oh, yes, he come right on too.
He wouldn't have took him 5 minutes to tractor.
He comes right on. Some buddies right straight on in my little street down there.
Yeah.
When he tracked it off.
Sure.
He cut his plow off and didn't plow any for you then.
He plows for me. Well, Doris told him she wanted him to cut it.
Yeah.
Break them claws, but he said that he didn't have a disc on his track.
Well, he had a disc over there in the field.
Yeah, that's what he told her.
Because that was the morning that you were out there with them yellow curtains.
Uh-huh.
And didn't you see me drive around there?
Yeah, I see you drive around there.
Well, that's what I done. I drove over there to see what he had been cutting it with. And it was a great big old disc. And it,
I really done took it off and left it home. I don't know what he done with it. I thought he had a disc out there. I couldn't see how he could level that ground also to lay off rows if he didn't have a disc.
He had a disc with a drag behind it. And that covers so much territory, see, he can cut an acre and 15, 20 minutes. He cut all that field back there. And, well, I tell you what, we met him. We going on into town and met him coming. And we was coming on back and he was going back. We met him both ways. Isn't that curious? And he told me, he said how long it had taken him, but it didn't take long.
Well, now, that was for Buddy? Buddy got plowed for
that
him?
That was for Lloyd.
Oh, for somebody else.
Yes. Right there by us.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't Buddy's. He didn't plow for Buddy then. Get the garden fixed for him. Mm-hmm. So they won't have a garden either. But they haven't had to have there in a long time, have they?
See, old Dan and I, he got it. Now, he and Burnett, good friends.
Who?
James.
So him and Bunny.
Him and Burnett, good friends.
I think they're pretty friendly.
Well, Burnett comes over there all the time.
He don't come over there unless he come over there to do something. He come over there when he tracked it. Well, I don't know what is he coming back for. Sometimes he comes back, so I say come at his money. Then you don't see him no more, no further on the road.
He was really tracking that day.
Well, whatever Burnett gonna do, he goes on and do it.
Yes.
Lord, he'd come out there every day. He'd sit around out there and walk around out there while Burnett was trying. I told Bessie, I said, Lord, sitting around out there like a boss man. I said, he don't have to watch Burnett. I said, Burnett, if he gonna do anything, he won't get through with that, so he can go do something else. He don't go to the field to play. He go there to do what he gonna do and leave.
He was a worker then.
Yes.
You know, Burnett said he kept all them old cars going down there and these tractors, and he never did have a mechanic touch a one of them.
That's what I heard.
Well, why don't Buddy get in with Burnett? Burnett can keep that old car going of his.
Mm-hmm. Burnett, his boys. They tell me he could fix it. Of course, James said there's not nothing wrong with it much.
Yeah.
Now, he said his station wagon needed something. He said nothing wrong. Well, one thing about the station wagon, I know, hit a room.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he don't move it away from there. You know, when it rained, the water just washes down there and wash dirt under. The tires won't rot.
Sure they will. Yeah. Miss Daisy, I want you to see these calves. I'm going out here and feed them. Babe?
Yeah?
Let me tell you, I want Miss Daisy to see these calves. These trained calves. They're trained, Miss Daisy. They're like your children.
They're the
yeah,
cutest thing.
You want to see them run in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, Miss Daisy. Let's go out.
Okay, we're just going right to three. Just right after.
He calls for them, he calls, you know, and directly they'll be just a coming. Now you be careful, you know, if you're kind of, you haven't got your stick this morning.
No, I don't bring it over here.
Well, you ought to. You know you have to walk from the door to the car.
Gentlemen, over around 150-200 at the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, and at the end with Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, around 150-200. End of the visit with Miss Daisy, and at the end with Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, around 150-200, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, and at the end with Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72.